Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A dog and a smoke alarm saved the day. Faribault Fire Chief Dustin Dienst said they got a call just after 11 yesterday morning. Smoke was coming from a home at 625 10th Street Southwest when crews arrived. Faribault police officers confirmed there was no one else inside the home. Firefighters made a quick knockdown of fire on the main level, then searched and verified no other occupants. Additional fire was found in a room in the basement where it's believed the fire started. It then spread to the living room. Fire and water damage was contained to those two rooms, but the entire home suffered extensive smoke damage. The basement also had extensive water damage. Chief Dienst commented, "Thankfully, the occupant of the home was alerted by a dog in the home and smoke alarms and was able to escape uninjured. The state fire marshal's office was called in and the investigation into the origin of the fire is ongoing." A Lonsdale maintenance worker alerted police on Wednesday to a vehicle in the ditch at Gibbon Avenue and Fig Street. He told officers there was someone inside and the windows were iced over. Lonsdale police arrived and noticed a single set of footprints around the vehicle and a piece of women's clothing outside. The vehicle was running. The driver's side rear window was broken out. 43-year-old Anthony William Nelson of North St. Paul was lying down on the driver's seat. He said he got lost when he went south on I-35 instead of north. He then decided to use back roads to get home. There were needles and bottles of iodine throughout the vehicle, as well as a large amount of women's clothing. Nelson said they were his. A search revealed over 12 grams of cocaine. He's charged with third-degree possession, a felony carrying up to 20 years. His initial court appearance is February 22nd. A Lonsdale woman is in jail after two arrests within days. 38-year-old Heather Anderson Larscheid is charged with fifth-degree felony drug possession times two. On February 3rd, Faribault police were monitoring the Walmart parking lot when the officer spotted a vehicle possibly involved in a theft. Two women were inside. The driver identified herself as Heather Larscheid, but the passenger gave a false name twice. There was a warrant for her arrest. A search of the vehicle revealed hypodermic needles and 0.65 grams of methamphetamine. Officers found another gram of meth in Larscheid's clothes as they escorted her to her jail cell. There are three charges on that complaint. On February 6th, she was spotted getting into an argument with a man, later identified as Zachary Bongers, who had a warrant out in Scott County. He was taken into custody and the vehicle was searched again. They found a needle in Larscheid's possessions filled with methamphetamine. Her first court appearance is February 22nd. And the reconfiguration of County Road 1 between Highways 246 and 3 begins this season. There's a lot to do, including widening the shoulders, lowering the hill near Highland by about 10 feet, and installing a roundabout there, putting in a pedestrian underpass, and more. Dundas Mayor Glenn Schweitzer said,
"All of the utilities that serve the development up there on our side run underneath the road right there. So we're talking about lowering sewer lines, talking about water lines. We have a pressure relief valve further down the hill that's going to be relocated. And so there is a lot of infrastructure that's going on there.
And not inexpensive. The contractor will set the schedule of work to allow residents of Bridgewater Heights to move around as comfortably as possible. Exactly when construction begins has not yet been determined. News from around the state is next.